Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Journey with Grandmother Aliyah as she enters her magical world of relics, sacred sites, and ancient crystal skulls. Meet with exciting trailblazer authors and individuals shifting the consciousness of humanity. Send her your questions to be answered on air on her monthly segment, Ask the Oracle. And now your host, Grandmother Aliyah, in the sanctuary on the airwaves on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. And for the people in the United States, welcome if you're around on Memorial Day. This is kind of a special show. I'm going to be taking a brief break because this old lady with the grandmother name is tired. So I need some time to recharge and regroup. So it's kind of special to have Charlie on because I was thinking the other night, Charlie and I were drawn to do some shows on another radio network before we came to OM. I'm thinking, boy, we've really grown over the years from what we started off to, you know, like sticking our toes there. Should we talk about this? Should we not talk about that? And today we have no idea what we're going to talk about. We're just winging it.
Well, you know, so, this is wonderful. I think it's perfect, Aliyah. And I was thinking, as many have heard, we don't really connect with each other before the shows and program a plan. We may pick a few words or a theme or a topic that we're both resonating with, but we don't necessarily go into depth as to how and why it's going to unfold. And it's interesting because I was looking back in my files. And I found the file, it wasn't where I first met you, but it was 2012 on a Bob Charles show. And I believe, and if I'm, don't give me, I'm going to do a little reminiscing here with you. I just think it's grand to bring out the journey that you started in 2012, if not before that. And you were so fearful of doing this. You did not want to
I remember
in public. And now you're doing, you know, videos on Humanity Healing Network. And I said, wow, you know, I thought about this last night as I thinking, you know, what a journey it has been for you and I and for many of us. For this past 5 years. So let me ask you, the Bob Charles show, which I didn't listen to again, but where I first met you was on a Crystal Skull show that I believe, I can't think of his name now, Joshua Shapiro had.
Oh, he'll hate you for that one.
Well, I didn't know much about crystal skulls at that point, and I had been attracted to them, and I had been to see Max, and Max transformed my life. And what the work I do now has been influenced by Max, and I'm never in the field when Max is really not, the energy of that, what I call crystalline collective, is not with me. And that's where I met you, and there were just so many checkoff points, like click, the similarities between us in our life experience.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky.
Who is this person? It's like I'm looking at myself. So that's been our relationship for the past 5 years, and we've never met in person, nor do we ever have to.
Well,
I'm sure we have in other lifetimes, but. You know, nor do we have to, but we just have this wonderful soul connection. I wanted to just honor you today in that manner and say thank you. Thank you because your willingness to stand up when you were so frightened to speak out and to do what you were doing has encouraged me and brought a part of me out to say, if she can do it, I can do it. And most of your shows have always been about that. You've brought on people that were just, they were famous for whatever they were doing, and most of their messages are all about that. If I can do it, you can do it. They weren't people who were so overly fascinated with what they were doing that they were thought they were greater than anybody else. And so I honor you for bringing to us for the past 5 years so many great speakers, writers, teachers, healers. I can't even imagine if I looked at the whole list of everybody that you brought forth. It's just profound, profound. And so I just want to throw that and get that out in the first section before we ramble off into another direction, is just for the people who are listening to realize who you really are.
Yeah, well, I haven't figured that one out yet. In the 60s, we always used to say, oh, we got to go find ourselves. Well, mm-hmm. this lady's still trying to find herself. But in retrospect, the journey with Charlie's been awesome. He's always been at my side. You know, I get these harebrained ideas after we, you know, start talking and go, what do you think? You want to give it a try? And he goes, come on. Give it a try. And I dragged him out.
It's been a journey in both of our lives, and both in our growth and releasing of old traumas and past life experiences that has just been profound, and I'm sure we've made an effect or had an effect on others. And that's what this show has been about from the beginning, the Circle of Hearts. When we started back on, or you started back on Creating Calm Network, and then it was Blog Talk Radio, I think, and whatever it was. And then you've progressed to being here now and with Own Times Radio. It was just a great network of facilitating people. And has been for years, not only as Own Times Radio, but Humanity Healing. And so I also want to honor them as well for all the work that they've done for over the years. And I think the first time I got in, you know, just tuned into them maybe 8 years ago or 10 years ago with just videos, just amazing videos. And so anyway, it's here we are at this new gateway that we've just
been through.
But,
I appreciate the idea that, you know, you're saying honoring, and like I said, I always appreciate your side. And I know you have amazing journeys, you know, working with the water and with Delphinus, and you're expanding into other large groups. I mean, this isn't an ending. This is just kind of like a resting point. We're saying, oh, we got this far. I'm not too sure how we got it, but we got this far. Like for someone, for me, I was so afraid to open my mouth that you can't shut me up. Right?
And nobody really wants to ask me a question because it's going to take an hour. I stood out in the sun for 3 hours talking yesterday when I didn't want to. But the other person obviously wanted to, and we just kept talking for 3 hours. And so that's, again, this is who we are. We're here to bring through information that we've discovered in our own journeys and share it with others, and enjoy the camaraderie of sharing with each other different parts of our journey.
And there's, you know, others who actually pulled me out of the closet. You know, Bob Charles didn't realize what he was doing, which led me to Creating Calm. She didn't realize what we're doing. And then, you know, I met Leonie and Chris, you know, from Own Times. And it's the recurring theme. You can do it.
Right.
So I guess that's when, oh, you know, and I say that to you constantly, Charlie, you can do this. And you're going, nah.
Yes,
no,
I know.
Yes, you can.
I know that. I know that now. It's a matter of choice. And I think it's a, you know, wise decision at this point in our journey to take a break from some of the things that we've been doing. And part of our talks, you and I, have talked about recalibrating and resetting and the RE words. I think that, you know, to take this time off to reflect, another RE word, and reintegrate what we've been processing, and I find myself doing this. While I'm not such a, you know, public figure, and I choose primarily to work more privately, in spite of everybody's encouragement to step out into a more public visibility. But this is who I am. So even I'm stepping back now a little bit and reflecting on what really truly aligns with my heart, and trying to discern better how I can serve my heart in a wider capacity with the good of the whole. And I sense that that's what you're going through as well.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I know we're heading to break, so I know the next one, but it leads into it. You know, you and I couldn't figure out what in the heck we're going to talk about. But I think is this resting point and starting new. All right, we'll be back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Well, we're back, and I think I really realized Charlie has hit us in the right direction. When we're saying endings, even collectively, you know, this is not the end of the world. This is not the end of the show. This is not anything. It's just like the old, we see it for what it is. I mean, we really do. You know, I think our eyes have opened, and everybody collectively has become really discerning. And those that haven't, their time will come, you know, that. Ascension is a gradual thing directed by the soul. When it's time, they'll have their aha. There's no rights or wrongs in, you know, in this whole process. And it's sort of like after all these cycles, you know, the full circle, you know, you start one point, you go through the yucks, you finally get to the, you know, end here. And then you need that little period of downtime and say, okay, where do we go from here? That little resting point, that grounding point. Hey, let's have some fun in life. You know, we forgot about what that is all about. You know, whether it's walking the dog or planting flowers or, you know, a stopping point. So indirectly, you really figured out what we're supposed to talk about.
Well, I would love to take credit for a lot of what I say and I do, but not as this perhaps physical being in this dimension. As you well know, I listen to the field, and that's a hard thing to explain to people, but I listen to the field of energy, and that's been my true gift. And so when we do that, when we open ourselves to listen to the field of energy without judgment, without trying to manipulate it, with just observe, feel, sense, and listen to it, the information comes through from our higher selves. And this is part of our journey that you and I have learned, is to trust that higher part of ourselves, that higher higher consciousness of our soul, really. And as I've said many times before, soul was given to me as source of unconditional love. And that soul cannot live within the human mind, because that's not home. The home for the soul is in the heart. And within each of our hearts, when we listen to the field of energy, we are actually listening through our hearts and opening our hearts as this giant radar dish, this, you know, amazing, you know, people that you see the scientists trying to listen for extraterrestrials or whatever they want to call whatever they're looking for. The truth is they're only looking for themselves. And they don't get it. They don't get it. And it's not out there. It's in here. And so that's what we do, is we open our hearts and make them the radar dish and listen to our hearts. We will find the right direction and we will find the right words to say. And I'm not particularly fond of right or wrong, but I mean right in the sense of appropriate for the moment. It fits. You know, it's a proper fit. So that's why I started off with this, and I just ran through my mind briefly last night, and before I came on, I said, you know, I just have to say this. I have to look and say, yeah, here we are. We're at the end of a cycle, and in sort of the radio show and whatever, taking a break. And so too, outside of us, we've just created and entered into a new Mayan cycle of 26,000 years, which is really going to return us back to our hearts. It's all about coming back to our heart. So the connections are just so profoundly woven in such a way that we can't disregard them. The energies need to be respected.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you see, we even talk the same.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you know, I agree with you that we both have, you know, we both look around and we see what's going around with people and we feel what's going around with people, and we try to keep our head out of the muck half of the time, you know, not trying to bring, you know, other things onto it. But I think what I've seen even this past week, all on social media, people are tired. You know, even people that were involved in seeds, you know, that followed, you know, some of the own times experts, you know, everybody had, it's like everybody disappeared on social media. You know, I guess it's a matter, you know, in my mind, I'm going, well, whoever's supposed to listen, even on myself, Saturday, it's like, okay, where's everybody?
Mm.
And it, really, whoever's was there was supposed to be there. But I believe everybody's taken that break, you know, the end of one cycle and trying to recharge after this week. So, you know, that we can all kind of gather our energies up and maybe all that we integrated, you know, we can make a little sense of instead of the constant bombardment. It's like, who are we? What are we doing? Why are we here? Make it simple.
Yeah.
Let's find ourselves.
Keep it simple is my guides and many people I talk to who listen to their guides is a repetitive phrase. It, you know, somewhat overused, but that's the message. Keep it simple. Simplify it. Our natural nature is to make a big deal out of things. This is who we are. This is our energy, our emotions. We feed all of that into an idea or a concept, and that's part of the creative process that we, of the creator beings we are. But then it gets exploded and we get lost in the energy, and sometimes we forget. What was the first reason I started this, or why did I do this? Here I am at the end of this cycle, and I forgot exactly what was the purpose in the beginning, and it's kind of morphed and changed and, you know, been co-created with others, and so at the end of each cycle, regardless of how long or how short, it's a period of creation. And that's how I look at it. It's a period of creation. And whether we label it positive or negative is irrelevant. It's a period of creation. And when that cycle ends, we all come to this place of saying, what now? And so all of this energy of the past cycle comes rushing at us, and we start reviewing, and it's like, oh my word, holy mackerel, you know, whatever exclamation you want to use, it's very powerful, because it's like you've been riding the wave. Well, now you're stopped and the wave is coming crashing at you. And you know me, I will always refer to some metaphorical, some water metaphor.
But, so you gotta think about water.
Now you're standing on the beach, you've landed at the beach, and this tidal wave that you've been riding is now coming at you, and you're going, oh my God. And it's overwhelming. And I think that's why when the people disappear off the social media, it's been overwhelming. They sense this giant tidal wave of creation, and they have to, each one of us has to accept that we were part of that in some way, maybe not intentional and maybe, you know, fairly innocent, but we were all part of that tidal wave. And so the tidal wave is going to crash, and there will be some damage. There will be things, but out of that, we're going to rebuild, and we're going to renew ourselves. And that's the gift, is we are renewable. Another R-E word.
Yeah, or...
And that's the hope.
Also, that's... Yeah, right. I was going to say we're energy. Energy is never destroyed. We keep on forgetting that. But, you know, we're an energetic body.
Right.
You know, we can get battered, but we all come together like that proverbial phoenix.
Yeah.
You know, throw us in the fire, get rid of all the old stuff, and first anew. Only in this incarnation, you know, forget all the reincarnation bit about coming back.
Right.
I've always
yeah.
kidded over the years of I'm not coming back. Really?
Mm.
Now I'm getting
yeah.
meaning. We're doing
and
it
we're
now.
We're probably going to come back another 10,000 times. We don't know in this physical presence. I did mention to you, I had a conversation yesterday with a gentleman who was profound, and as a male friend, which I have very few of, we're at a very resonant level, and he's actually studying to be an acupuncturist, and has a long gift of healing modalities and work as counseling, et cetera. And he used the term that the third dimension in here on planet Earth is the battlefield. And that hit me as I didn't like that. And I said, but that's okay. I can understand what he's saying. This is where we play it all out. And I use the reference, this is the sandbox, that we're all little children. We're here in the sandbox, and we're learning how to play without throwing sand in each other's eyes, you know, or making somebody eat sand. I mean, this is where we as multidimensional beings are working things out that can't be worked out on those other levels because they're not in physical form. We're not in physical form. So we come here, and part of the journey here is to be in this physical form, to be in this embodiment, and to learn how to work and become the alchemists, the true alchemists that we are, of mixing energy and flesh and, you know, neutrons and protons and proteins, and it's magic. We're really magicians when you look at it. There is no real reason.
We're the apprentice, really.
and this is, we're working these formulas out, or, you know, these, we're creating solutions. So, yes, there's chaos. Yes, there's fear. There's all of these things. But that's not what we need to focus on. We need to focus on our ability to move through it and beyond it. And so that leads me to, you know, our next segment of where are we going from here? You know, here we are. We're tired. We're tired. We've, you know, and many of you out there don't want to play this game anymore. And we understand that completely. But you know what? We're going to play because that's what we came here to do. We came to be, play in the sandbox. We're going to be the children once again. And so,
yeah.
Yeah,
we keep on telling people that, you know, you have a part in this whole mess.
Yeah.
But it's also important to find yourself. You know, don't worry about your neighbor or what he's saying. Okay, we'll continue this.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, it's spiritual.
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I know, and we start, I mean, show always goes quick, for sure. But I want to start off with this. I know Liana had posted, either it was on one of the own Facebook pages or could be Humanity Healing Bees, a video of a trailer of a movie that's coming out. And what's, I don't know if it's the name, but it, these words struck me. Do you want to blend in or stand out? And I think this is where we're asking people, really, we've always been taught, as little kids, you know, on the whole, that's because our parents were basically taught that too. So, you know, there's no blame there.
was just following through on what you learned of, you know, stay neutral, you know, either don't open your mouth, be good, you know, kind of blend in and be the follower. Nowadays, things are changing around and, you know, parents are telling the kids, be all you can be. And so we're asking collectively, it's okay to stand out if you come from your heart. Yeah, I'm putting the restriction on there, you know, don't stand out and, you know, say, I'm going to rule the world. Well, if you're going to rule the world, make sure you're coming from the heart to get, you know, the power struggle, you know, do something good with it. But we don't want people to blend in. Everybody has such beautiful knowledge within them, just waiting to come out. And that's kind of like what Charlie was talking about. You know, here I had a head full of knowledge. I wanted to hide all the time. Not saying I really know anything, but people dragged me out, good, wonderful people. And now I'm trying to say to you, same thing, Charlie said, if I can do it, so can you. I'm not looking for a pass on the head or anything else. I'm just saying that this old lady at this point of her life can, you know, just restart her life and do what she wants to and, you know, maybe help some other people do what they want to. So that's it. Don't blend in. I had too many years of that. Now we're at the cycle of, you know, step out. But do it in a good way.
As you say that, Elia, I picture the rainbow with all the different colors. What is the rainbow without the color yellow? What is the rainbow without the color red? And each one of you are a ray. You are a beautiful ray of energy of you know, and we need you in order for all of us to see the rainbow. We need to see you. We need to hear you. We need to feel you. We need to know that you are there. Because we didn't want to be doing what we're doing 10 years ago.
No.
We had no vision of what we would be doing here. You know, and nor will we have any, nor do we have any vision of what we'll be doing in 5 years from now. But the truth for us has been that by stepping into who you truly are within your heart, we have been able to let go of so much programming that was keeping us from really knowing the amazing beings we truly are. And that's not an ego statement. It's a heartfelt statement to say we recognize the beauty within ourselves. And even if everybody else in the world doesn't see that beauty, we know it exists. And we can live our lives through that. And that's powerful. That's a power that no one can take away from you because it's not outside of you. This is where the world of humans has created most of its nightmarish resonance in the fact that everything that's done outside of us affects us and keeps us from really knowing that inner truth, that inner beingness. So honor it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're always told to blend in. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you're a good, yes, we need a government. We need, there's got to be a leader. There's got to be the teacher. There's got to be the student. No, that's not true. That's not true. I'm going to sit here and tell you that is not the truth. We do not need to be governed. We do not need to be taught. And it's going to sound totally crazy and irrational. But what I'm saying is, within each of us, we have the power to be part of something that's outside of us, but not allow that which is outside of us to rule and govern who we truly are. And I fought this my whole life since I was a child. And most of you have done the same thing. And it was done somewhat innocently and then on some levels malevolently. And right now it doesn't matter. It does not matter. What matters is that we wake up and realize that within this body, there is this beautiful being. And I may not be able to describe it in words. I may not be able to teach it to somebody as if it was something to learn, but I can live it. I can live it. And that's the message. Live the truth of who you are from your heart, not from your head. Your head has been manipulated, distorted, and as you can see, being programmed by false medias, all of these. I mean, it's, the reality, this is, you're looking at it. There's nobody really sleeping anymore. Hello? And if you are, well, next time around, you'll get to work through that. But it's, that's the reality true. Is be who you are. Be who you are inside, that beautiful ray of sunshine or light that becomes the rainbow. We are the rainbow children.
Yeah.
This is not just a fantasy. This is not just a, you know, cliche. We are the ones we have been waiting for. We knew it then. We know it now. And the young children who are coming now and being born now are coming in without all the programming. They have been redesigned, re-engineered, because they know that that whole system of energy is leaving the universe. And they can't, it's like being born for the, you know, if you knew that it was, you were going to have to live in darkness, you would mutate. I don't like the word mutate, but you would mutate, your genetics would mutate in order to fit into that frequency. That's what's happening. We're part of an old frequency. And this is why many of us struggle right now to try to grip it. But know that the more you release and let go and attune or allow yourself to feel into that frequency of energy that is actually governed through the heart, not the mind, everything will start to fall into place automatically. You won't even have to think about it. It'll just happen. And you'll, as we've always talked about, you'll start to notice the synchronicities in life. And that's a language. Now, I've said this 1,000 times. It's a language. It's a language that's beyond words. It's in essence a light language. It's even beyond light language. But it's to tell us to keep going. Heart language, beautiful. Thank you for that. It's a heart language. Synchronicities are a heart language. Thank you, Elia. And that's what we need to tap into when those aha moments go. That's you telling yourself, keep going. You, I love you. I love you, Charlie, this little being down on planet Earth somewhere. I love you. And this is, and let's go together. Let's become one. Let's unify. Not so much people talk about unification in the world. Let's unify within ourselves. The separation that we chose was within us. And what we see happening around us is the effect of that separation. So when we talk about unification and separation, we're still talking outside of us. The truth is, unify within yourself. Become one within yourself.
No,
I just want to thank my higher self, Riverman, for bringing that through. Thank you. And allowing me to say that.
And that's, I was going to say, it took us a long time of tugging at Charlie picks up that river man and put it out there. She goes, maybe, I don't know. Then I also got, one day he finally got an aha, and he sent me, you know, something. Well, you know, maybe it's time. He goes, yeah, I guess so, you know. But I understand that journey. It took me a long time to put this Alaya energy out. And it's not separate from us. It's in there.
No.
It gives us permission to just be vibrated a little bit different thing. But it's all in service. It's not ego. What am I going to get out of it? Well, no one, Charlie and I aren't millionaires. Charlie and I aren't in our 20s. I think we're going to be an immortal, but we're not. You're not going to find us in a senior citizen, you know, in a wheelchair and rolling.
Well, no. Well, not unless they drug the hell out of us.
That's for sure. You know, keep those two quiet, you know. But we'll probably be, you know, riding the stars or riding the dragons. You know, we see things different, and we're both very grateful, you know, for people that choose to put up with us.
But well, I think the key is we honor each of you. We honor each of you, wherever you are in your journey, because we've been there as well. And we're going to be places that we are not even aware of yet. But the difference is we're no longer fearing it. And it doesn't mean we don't have some, get intimidated at times. We do. But each time we have to put it down and say, this is not real. All this is some ancient fear creeping up again to be dismissed.
So it's interesting cycles, but, you know, the one thing he and I did mention, we wanted to leave this on a positive note. And probably to thank all the people that helped us get this far. Because we didn't realize it at the time. We honestly both, and when he says we understand your journey, because when we both got involved individually at different times, it was like, oh my God, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to put my face out there or my words out there? People are going to throw tomatoes at us. You know, look at these weirdos, you know.
And we're still, I'll speak for myself, I'm still intimidated at times. At times I still feel intimidated. And at times I still feel fear. And at times I still feel betrayed. And all of those feelings come. The difference is now I'm able to look at them and realize they're just an energy. They're just an energy. And they're no more powerful than they ever were or ever will be. The only power that they have is the powers that I give to them. And now I choose not to give them that much power. Doesn't mean I don't give them some power, because I do. And I have my moments just like you do. I can sink in, and I have enough of a path to look at back on and say, well, I did that, and I did this, and I did that. So my track record is getting better as overcoming these things. And that's what you have to look for.
Yeah, that's for sure. Believe me. When he says this truth, there's many times that I know myself, I'll get stuck in the mud here someplace. You know, he gets crane, you know, pulls me out of a quicksand, you know, just like, you know, look at what's going on here.
We all pull each other out of the quicksand. Again, the sandbox sometimes turns to quicksand, and we all get sucked down into it. And thankfully, there are people in our lives who will reach a hand down and keep us from sinking.
Okay, can you believe we're at the last quarter already? All right.
I know. Can we go on for 3 hours, please?
Ha, 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 ha.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hey, this is Reba McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, I'm going to take the last few minutes and then hand it off to Charlie. You know, seriously, what he had brought up of us, I didn't realize it was around 2012, you know, and thanking people even before that in my ancient crystal skull journey. People have always been there somehow. And when I ventured onto radio, it was after a forum. And I guess I was being lazy. Well, instead of me trying to type, and with my ability to type, anybody that knows me, that's bad. So I figured, well, maybe I can try to talk. And it just kept on progressing. And I met people, or they found me. Don't ask me how this happened. It's not like I went after them. They just, like, popped up. But I think the point is, there's always people to support the journey. And I'm very grateful for them. You know, they got me this far. And like I said, this is an ending. This is just, you know, a little regrouping time. But I want to take the time to also thank Leona and Chris Buck. They got a wonderful, beautiful energy network here that provides so much information to you. And that's why I'm saying it's supportive. It's not. It's all there. Humanity Healing, Om Times Media, the magazine, the radio, the people they have on, and experts. It's all there. It's like this huge university in the world. You want to find something, go to the right sources. There's only love there. You know, it's not the ego. It's not people saying, well, you got to do this. We go, hey, they took the time. In service, put this information out there. Now, if you're ready for it, start your journey, and that's your support. And there's a lot out there, so there really is no excuse. And take advantage of people who are willing to help you be discerning and also to return the favor and help others. So like I said, I'll always be talking to Charlie every day. So, you know, we'll plan to overrule the world. I don't know what we're going to do. But it just gives a little chance to smell the roses, more or less, and regroup. And now I'm going to hand it to you, Charlie.
Well, and thank you. It's interesting. I wanted to stay blank for this show because I didn't want to come in here with preconceived notions of what I wanted to say or how it should go, et cetera, because it's, as I say, it's been an honor to have these shows with you, and I thank you for the opportunity to share the time and the love and the service with you. And we do speak from the heart for anybody who has ever listened to us talk. They really are heart and soul messages. And as I always write during the show, and there was things, positive leadership, compassionate resonance, and experiencing truth. And those three sort of two-word sentences, I think have been part of our journey here with this show, to express is not that we ever wanted to be leaders in any respect, but we, the role of stepping out, doing a show or guiding others is leadership. It's standing in your ability, even though you never imagined in your wildest dream you would be a leader, but that's, we're all leaders. Compassionate resonance is we come from our hearts, and we know from within our hearts, our own hearts, how we feel, and try to envision and feel what others are feeling and resonate with that and bring forth messages that will uplift that. The other thing is experiencing truth, and truth for us has been, I think, a journey that we could never tell anybody how to experience, because it's as unique as each and every one of us are as a spark of life. And before, I have a book on my desk here, The Still Voice, which is from, it's a White Eagle book of meditation that I get years ago, I picked up years ago on a table somewhere, and it's resonated through me, with me throughout the years. And I sent a copy or an email, what is a Kindle copy, to Elia to read, because they're meditations and they're brief, but they're just so, so heart resonant. And as I picked up this book, there's two, and I may have time to express both of them, but the one that stuck out first was The Rose of Love. And if I have time, I'll end with it. But I wanted to read The Celestial Self. It only takes a few minutes. Most people think that the personality they know on this physical plane is all of them. But remember that only a very small part of you is imprisoned in physical life. What is manifesting through the body is only the point of the triangle. That small part of the whole self comes to Earth as a messenger, a seeker, to gather experience in the flesh, to make way for the God consciousness to manifest through the very narrow channel which you call your personality. But God has given you the power to realize and contact that higher self. And I think that resonates with what we were talking about as Riverman and Elia. These are our higher aspects of ourselves. And if anything, over the past 5 years, both of us have entrained ourselves to not be fearful of bringing that through on any level whatsoever. We are guarded. We're not going to speak in a room that would be threatened by what we say. So we're cautious and we're concerned. And I think that's part of our journey, is to know where you are at all times and to know that there are limitations here in this third dimension, which should be used as guides, not as rules and regulations. I'm going to stop that because I just wanted to confirm for everybody, you have a higher self. If there's anything I can ask of you, is to find that higher self, honor that, and truly ask for its guidance, and you will receive it, and your life will change. The other thing, when I first opened the book, was called The Rose of Love. And The Rose of Love, I just said, how beautiful. Elia reminds me of roses all the time. And she is the embodiment of the divine feminine rose mother. And that's how I envision Elia, her energy coming through, is as a beautiful rose for all of us. And the message here is, and I think it comes from both Elia and us to you, is we love each one of you, and we are working to help you to grow the light within your heart. We look right into the heart, and we know that every man and woman has within them the love of God. Look, my brethren, or sisters, if you are so inclined. It's not describing gender here, but it's just a term. So for those of you who take offense by that, and I know there are some who that will not resonate with, forget the gender quality and know we're just using it as a term for all human beings. Look for that spark of light of God within your fellows and approach that, if not verbally, then in your heart. The light in the heart is pure spirit. Learn to be guided by the spirit, which is the love within you. And remember, you do not walk the path alone. We know more than you can yet understand the difficulties and problems of your human relationships. And with that, I guess I'm complete. We love you. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, like I said, this is not ending. This is just regathering. And again, thank you, Chris and Leone. You're awesome people.
Yes.
And thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Elias.
You know.
Thank you, Chris, Leone.
Okay.
And bless you all who listen. And we'll
yeah,
see
that's
you.
For sure. That's for sure.
As,
until we
as in
meet
the movie,
again.
I see you. Yes.
That's for sure. I see you. Okay.